It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Donald Trump will be in Wisconsin next week. WIAA says students can't get paid endorsements. And a vote to name this year's peregrine falcon chicks hatched at Wisconsin power plants. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. His campaign says former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin soon. Bob Haig tells us more.
With the latest Marquette Law School poll showing Trump essentially neck and neck with President Joe Biden among likely voters in Wisconsin, he'll be in Waukesha on May 1st. The Waukesha stop will be Trump's first visit to Wisconsin since April 2nd when he was in Green Bay. Prior to that, he hadn't been in Wisconsin since a rally in August of 2022. Of course, Trump is currently on trial in New York on charges he falsified business records to cover up payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. The presiding judge uses Wednesdays to attend to other cases which would allow for Trump's visit to Waukesha. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
President Joe Biden has signed a $95 billion war aid measure that includes billions for Ukraine to battle Russia. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson opposed that money, saying Ukraine can't win.
It's going to be a negotiated settlement. I'm not going to like the settlement. Ukrainian people probably won't like the settlement. But this war has to end.
Johnson joined 17 other Republicans, two Democrats, and Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders to oppose the package. Johnson spoke to Milwaukee's CBS 58. No outside money for Wisconsin high school athletes. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association voted on Wednesday to reject a plan that would have allowed students to get endorsements based on their name, image, or likeness. Similar name, image, or likeness programs have been allowed in other states and at the college sports level. The organization also moved to allow coaches to challenge ejections from games with video evidence. Wisconsin utilities want help naming this year's peregrine falcon chicks. Raymond Newbert has a story.
For the last three decades, mated falcon pairs have laid their eggs at Wisconsin Public Service and We Energy's power plants. This year, 11 eggs are ready to hatch, and they'll be named after Olympic heroes. You can vote for your favorite name online from a link at we-energies.com. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.